Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't get mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. So,
it's okay.
The dagger. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I stay ready to battle. I gotta look out for them booty traps. Eating skitty snacks, you see that rat's head, they off track. She need a match to stay, in fact, the world of people lit it a fuck. Liars, cheaters, women, beaters, everybody corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm 2 of 3. Even though I know it's wrong because it happened to me. That shit hurts like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists and killing the bitch. If that happens, I'm gonna take it. Yeah, life sends in the hell. You ain't even worth it, bitch. I hope that nigga treats you well. I'm moving past you. I see you in my rear view. You just adding all the other fools that I feel for. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then. Fuck you. I gotta stay ahead. If you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck. I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none. Watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil. Dying over Benjamin. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we going through. But now I'm saying, if you see me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas, and my family. People on my level with the money making strategy. Weed is for my battery. I smoke it to charge up. But if I want to act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 83% in my cup. Watch me as I fold around.
Fucking arms down, he's standing on the ground.
These faces got me dizzy, y'all, I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want enough, so I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars, go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always had a home and food, you never ever been poor. You the cleaner, do the work, you don't belong in the streets. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever swiped a belt?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No.
But I put your heart up. You see what we mean, you ain't just on for the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, so you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of home.
No.
Your name should be tied, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Do you furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all, we never see you at the swap. When you stop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all done said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you.
Are you selling crap?
What it looks like I'm doing? Here.
Oh, lovely, lovely. I'll take 2, please. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm looking for some crack.
Yeah. Got your crack right here.
Wait a minute. You're Thugnificent. Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, no, no. It's you. It's definitely you. Oh, man, I love your stuff, man. What are you doing out here selling crack?
I'm not Thugnificent. I'm an ordinary crack dealer.
I don't know neither one of y'all talking about. Can you please give me the crack? I need 3 of them. Dude, what happened on your last CD? You're so much better than that.
I told you I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll hold this off for a minute. Crack. I mean, a couple of the beats were okay, but auto-tuner? Auto-tune is fucked up. Auto-tune is terrible.
Look, I'm not Thugnificent. Now get the fuck away from me. Yo, I'm serious.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to return this crack.
What?
I haven't even got mine yet, and you bring your shit back.
I said I'd like to return this crack. This ain't Walmart, nigga. Ain't no return policies, no motherfucking exchange.
No, no, no. It is defective. Look, it's all burnt out. Look, singed around the edges.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with this crack.
Yes.
Are you going to be here for a while? I mean, I'd like to go get my cousin. He's a huge fan.
There's
no reason to be rude. I paid good money for this crack, and it is all burnt up. Look.
See, I told you.
Look, see, sir, you're not even looking.
Oh, my God, it is Thugnificent. I can't believe it. Can I take your picture?
No! Don't you see I'm selling crack?
Can I just get down and go? I was supposed to pick up my dog from school 8 hours ago.
Now, you don't give me some new crack or a refund, I, sir, will take my business elsewhere.
You motherfucker, get away from me!
Yes, yes, yes. If you're tuned in and you're listening right now, you got Slap Sundays on Bang Out Radio. And who am I? The Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. How y'all doing? I hope y'all had a good week. It's been a rough one for me. It's been a rough one for me. I got to admit that. But it seems like no matter how rough my week is, once I realize, you know, I got this show to do, I just feel, you know, just a little bit better. I noticed y'all been actually listening, maybe been talking about me. You know, niggas' numbers was kind of up, so I thank y'all because, like I say, all day, every day, without y'all, there is no me. Without Bang Out Radio, you know what I mean? I don't know what I'd be doing right now. I don't know. So, but, I mean, right now, I just got through smoking this Kush, sipping on this drink. What am I sipping on today? I'm sipping on a Ghetto Kool-Aid. And what Ghetto Kool-Aid to me is just, like I say, you take any brand of Kool-Aid, you know, that you drink. Mine's red for the night. And then you add your drink of choice. Me, personally, there's some Grey Goose in here, and I put a lot of it. So it's just like sweet Grey Goose Kool-Aid type. Yeah, whatever. But I'm good right now. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. I want to give a shout-out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, doing the big in the 661 right now. Mad I couldn't get out there. You know, shit just didn't go the way it was supposed to. So, sorry. I'm out there in spirit. But I know y'all got turned up for the video shoot. Make sure y'all at Mizuki's tonight for the album release party. You know, seeing Topaz go hammer. Lie, y'all know that about that. So make sure if you could be there, 661, turn out, do it real big. Make sure y'all follow up and make sure y'all know what y'all doing. Oh, snap, I got a call already. Hold up. We just going to take it straight out the gate. 8461, you got the dagger, what it do? Hold up, there it goes.
Hey, you already know what it is, man. It's
hey,
me.
Nigga, you hollered at me straight out the gate. Nigga, what it do?
I told you, nigga.
You didn't believe me that I had a show, huh? I told you I had a show. I told you.
Nah, I just wanted to give you props on it, man. You know what I mean? You're holding it down. You're doing your thing, man. I ain't even mad.
Nigga,
like,
I got to, man. I got to, nigga. You all the way to fuck Oklahoma, nigga. I got shit else to do, nigga. Me and Kip was just talking about this shit the other day,
here.
Nigga. Yeah,
I'm
but you out there
here,
doing
man.
It, nigga. I see the house on Facebook, nigga. That shit ballerific right there, nigga. Congrats,
man,
nigga. Good
on,
job,
man.
Nigga.
You know what it is, man.
Yeah, it's all
just,
good, man. It's good
I
to hear, man.
To
tell you.
Just stay focused on what you got to do, man. Fuck all this bullshit. You feel me?
Hey, as always, my nigga from Oklahoma, Big Mac, original member. Nigga, we grew up, nigga on the
mad
old
fam,
school
nigga.
Block. Nigga,
mad
yeah,
fam,
man.
No
fam, nigga, this nigga right here, he's the one who kind of got me into all this. You know what I mean? These are the niggas I was rapping with when a nigga was trying to be like everybody else, when the nigga was trying to come into himself, trying to figure out, you know, how to best work my shit. You know what I mean? These niggas... Help me, you know.
And
what I mean?
We've been doing this shit. We've been
exactly.
doing this shit, man. This shit ain't gonna stop, man. This shit
no,
is a train. It's a train. You can't stop a train, man. You can always slow it down. Don't get it twisted.
Nah, never, nigga. Like I said, but what's going on with you out that way, man? Everything all good, man?
Nah,
I know you working,
man. Smoking my brains are loose. You already know. Shout out to all my niggas, man. You know.
Yeah,
my
go ahead. Let me know, man.
You know what I mean? My nigga Dagger, of course.
Uh-huh.
My nigga Stelly, my brother, feel me? Little Philly, rest in peace. Daniel, all the niggas on Mansfield, you know what it is.
Yeah, man. Straight up. That's all it is, man. Hey, man, like I said, tune in, man, listen in. Like I said, you call me whenever you want to, man. When you hear me talk about
already.
Something, you want to put your twist on it, you know.
I just want to tell you that I want to
just save me and the phone under Bang Out.
Already.
Okay, and let me let everybody else know. If y'all just want to call in, 661-621-7559. Just press 1. Like I said, just save it in your phone, too. Just say, Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Sunday, 7 to 9.
Boy.
Hit me up. You know what I mean? It's that easy.
We all in. We all in, nigga,
man.
Like we got two aces.
Check in with
all
me right. Anytime, man. I'm right here. You already know where I'm at, man. You stay up, all right?
All right, bet, fam.
All right,
you, my nigga.
All right. That's my nigga right there, man. Good looking, checking in. But, yeah, man, big shout-out to the boss lady, everybody out there, Topaz Lachey. Like I said, doing it real big tonight at Mizuki's. I'm mad I couldn't get out there, like I said. But, you know, shit just doesn't work out sometimes. But when it does, you know it's going to be on. So just make sure y'all get turned up for me, all right? Because I'm going to be out there in spirit. What else? I'm on live on Facebook right now, live on my Ubu Dagger MF. If you want to say hello, if you want to throw up something on Facebook real quick, I'm jacked in. So, I mean, it'll pop up on my screen. You know, it's okay. I got you. Shout out to the Lions Den. I see y'all. You know what I mean? Who else we got? We got some brand new music from them coming in later. Shout out to the group The Basement. You know, they wanted me to holler at them tonight. So it looks like I got some listeners out here. So like I said, thank you. I need this. Y'all need y'all to help me make this work. And this is why. I want to show y'all what I'm trying to do here. And this is basically directed to the indie artists. Because it's y'all that provide the music. It's y'all I want to talk to. And I know that if people if y'all tell people that I got to pop it over here, then they're going to believe it. They're going to believe me. They're going to believe y'all, though. So, look, I'm talking to y'all right now real quick. When y'all send me these slappers, I put them on my computer, download them to my phone, put them on CD, play that shit in my car. I got like 212s in there. This is what I listen to. Slappers. I want y'all to, this is what I want y'all mentality to be when y'all sending me shit or when y'all want to send me shit. I'm looking for that shit that vibrates, that makes shit move, that makes, and I'm getting them. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying I'm not. But I'm letting y'all know that y'all is getting play out here on the West Coast if I got to do it myself. And I also want y'all to know, but I'm going to need permission first. I will put out, I want to kind of put together a bang out, like compilation CD out of the stuff that y'all send to me. And I'll put it out there for y'all when I put out my shit. Now, I'm not going to be selling them or making no money off of them, but you know what I mean? If you just want your music out there and you want to feel like me, because I just want my music out there, I'll put it out there for you. But y'all got to hit me up, give me permission. If y'all ever want to hit me up, you know what I mean? You call right here, hit me on the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Got you over there, too. I mean, it's all good. However y'all want to do this. But I'm trying to do this just like y'all are. And I will help y'all. Y'all help me out. You go to my Reverb page. You hear that shit on there. Like I said, you can just take it. You don't got to like my page. I don't care. I'm not caring about the numbers or what number I am on Reverb Nation. It doesn't matter to me. Just take the music. Play the music. That's all I care about. Like this right here. We're going to get into some shit my boy KY sent me. You know what I mean? We're going to get butt for a quick second, y'all. Let's go.
Making the whole world get bust. What up, Quiet Storm? What up, Kareem? You make
big shout out to Topaz and Shay one more time, because I know y'all ain't going to get enough of it this weekend, y'all. Go and hammer. Get them.
Boss swag music. Music.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast. All in their mouth like how she do that best. The name is Topaz, yeah, I run this shit. I rep Team Bossy, yeah, I rep that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a go-getter, always on my grind, yep, yep, Ain't hard to find, the things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Swag so sick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like TikTok. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Chick, 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 chick. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb. I'm the bomb. I run this. Go and hammer, go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer, go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer, go and hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer, go and hammer on you, ho. Go and hammer, go and hammer on you, ho.
Going
hammer on you,
ho. Oh, yo, it's Sergeant Gunner. Turn it up, man, turn it up.
Oh, man, not this motherfucker again. I swear to God, every time I turn the TV on, I see this nigga. So this what the kids like? This was hot in the streets, Riley?
Well, he sold over 1 million records, and he do have the number one song in the country, and he got a dance.
Is that what it takes for a nigga to go platinum nowadays? A dance? Man, anybody can make up a dance.
Man, you look crazy. You ain't gotta make up no dance just because he got one. I ain't gonna lie, though. I kinda mess with him. I mean, but your stuff is good, too.
Man, just wait till my new album drops. All y'all niggas gonna see I still got the game on smash. Hey, you wanna hear
something? Yeah, we're back. Thanks for being here. Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. Like I said, we played up slappers from all them indie artists from everywhere. As long as it thumps, as long as it sound right, as long as it sound proper, we're going to put it out there for you because that's what we do over here. Like I said, I need that shit that I can play and roll around to because, honestly, like I said, I don't listen to the radio and I only really listen to myself and indie artists. So now that I got more, even more indie artists to listen to, you know, life is good. Life is getting a lot better. But Shit, man, what I gotta talk about, man? Let me talk about this work situation that happened this week. This bitch, man, I don't mean to be calling people bitches because, you know, they old and everything, but I'm working in admissions, right? So it's like me and two other people in my section, and I already told y'all that all the booty is in the other section walking around over there, and I only see it every now and then when it be up and walking around. But in my section, there's nothing going on. You know, I got to do what I got to do over here. But then I come to find out, like, I'm at work. It was kind of quiet, you know. When you walk in, you know, when you walk in somewhere and everybody just get quiet, like, you know, it's all, they just, like, hold on. You know, come on now. I know people know that shit. Like, what the fuck is y'all just talking about? Don't stop because I'm here. But, okay, but no sooner than I sit down, like, 5-10 minutes, I ain't even gotten my desk good. The boss hit me up, like, boop, boop, like, yo, hit me on the phone, like, need to see you in my office. Like, fuck. I hate seeing the boss. Like I said, if I could work a job and never have to see my boss, I would be happy. Like I said, I just don't like authority. That much shit bothers me. So I was like, what the fuck I gotta go see her for about? Like, okay. So I go, walk in there, like, yeah, shit. Sit down, I close the door, like, oh, fuck. Like, damn, yeah, real, like, yeah, close the door type shit. Like, And keep in mind, y'all, I'm on probation. I gotta get through 90 days before I'm even official. They made me sign a paper before I started working that said, we have the right to fire your ass at any time and for any reason. Like, I'm like, so you know all this kind of shit is going through my head because I need my job. I want my job. I need this job. So sit down, like, she hit me with the, what'd she say? She was like, we received a complaint about you, like, a complaint. Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, what the fuck do people got to be complaining about me about? Well, it's been brought up that your personal hygiene was an issue. What the fuck? My personal hygiene? So a motherfucker's trying to say I stink? I mean, like, what the fuck? I mean, in my head, I'm trying to understand. Like, I look perplexed. I don't say anything because also keep in mind, like I said, my boss is like this wannabe housewife type bitch. So, you know, the titties is right there, and I'm trying to listen to what she's saying but not look like I'm looking at her titties. But I know I'm realizing she's trying to tell me something, and then she just hit me with some shit like me and motherfuckers talking about I stink. Like, and she's like, oh, well, they say I understand you've been belching. Like, what the fuck? Okay, so because I burp to myself and say excuse me, motherfuckers got a problem with that? Are we for real here? This is what you really called me in here for? Are we serious? And then I already know who the fuck said it, but it's just funny because you talking about me burping and shit or whatever, that's fine. But you sit up here and you a lady or supposed to be a woman and everything, and when you go up to go to the bathroom, you talk about, well, I got to go drop the kids off at the pool or just some raunchy, nasty type shit like we brothers or something, like we related. Like, I don't need to hear that shit either. But, you know, that shit don't bother me enough where I'm not going to make this money. But me burping bothers you. And then again, you couldn't just tell me that when I was in there, when I got there, it's all, oh, we family here in our section, you know, we look out for each other. You know, them over there, that's them. We do what we do in here, so we got to look out for each other, whoop and everything. I fell for that shit. She could have just told me, yo, you burping a little too loud, whoop or whatever. But okay, but it's funny because I didn't know you had a problem with it because when I burp, you crack jokes like, oh, sound like somebody let the bears loose. Or, you know, you do some dumb little joke or whatever and then laugh and shit. So what's the issue? If you had an issue, you could have told me, I would have stopped. But no, you want to tell the boss that I'm burping too loud. Are you serious? This is how you feel? But I'm glad I found out early. I'm glad. It's okay. I feel a little bit better because now this is what I'm talking about. You got to watch motherfuckers, man. No telling where they are, who they are, because a motherfucker will throw you under the bus or whatever way faster than they'll put themselves out there or even try to cover for you. I don't know what possible conversation could have been had where me burping was even brought up unless you just told her. It's not like she asked you, does he be in there burping or what's wrong with him? Or I don't think she came out and asked that. So it's like I want to know what the conversation was. But bottom line is, you could have just told me that if we all family and we looking out for each other, whoop, whoop, or whatever, you know I'm on 90 days probation. You know these things. But you want to fuck that off if we supposed to be all cool. So like I'm saying, y'all, man, it just doesn't stop. I try to be cool. I try to be all collective. But now, you don't have to do this when people want to. And then the next day, And then I tell the boss, like, I told her, like, I just told y'all, like, no, well, fine. If it's going to be like that, then it's got to be across the board. Fuck that, because I don't need to hear her talk about her going to take shits and whatever the fuck she be talking about and what she be on then either. I don't need to hear that shit then if I can't burp. She's like, okay, well, yeah, you're right. We'll have to have a meeting about this tomorrow. And then the next day come, so enough, 10 minutes after I get to work or so we all in there. She come in there, close the door. She come to where we sit now because we got our own little section. So she came in there, closed the doors where our little office was. Well, you guys got to realize that Leon is the new guy, and the way you guys are supposed to be setting an example, and didn't really get into it, but kind of played around it. You know, like she didn't want to say what it said or who said it or whatever. But then the one that I know that did the original snitching sitting up there like, what's going on? I mean, what's the problem? I mean, come on now. Get this shit up out of here. We shouldn't be doing this. She's older than me. Are we serious? Some people just natural? Is there anybody that can just be real about a situation? Is there? Come on, y'all. Y'all got to hit me up and talk to me, man. 661-621-7559. You know, press 1 to holler at the dagger because this shit is crazy. I don't know what's going on with these people. I'm trying to make money. I'm just trying to do my thing. I go to work, do what I got to do, and get the fuck on. Why does people got to fuck with that? Why? I do not understand. I do not understand. But we're going to get into the Lion's Den for a second, y'all, because the Lion's Den has sent me some shit. I'm going to play this one, and I got another one later that I'm definitely going to get to because I really like that one. I'm going to let this one ride for right now. All right, y'all? Let's go.
No, won't stop the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider till I kick back, stay high up the line. And now I won't stop, won't stop. Now I won't stop, yeah. Now I won't stop, won't stop. My light won't for me. That smoke won't for me.
Talking shit, but let me talk figures, cause that money makes sense to me. See, I just want a house on an island and a chick that can roll with a smile that I'm right at the beach. Shorty pretty than a flower. That's what she wants. She said the money. And the power, you can have it all, baby. Take what's sour. I won't wait an hour, grinding every minute that I get for every penny of the shit. I can't even hear what these little niggas spit, talking out the ass like they even big shit. They get sick, even think about me rich, but my mama told me never to quit.
Now I won't stop, won't stop. The way that I keep to deliver, I'ma make you say this reconsider. Till I kick back, stay high up the line.
Things have changed, that's money in my pocket, damn I make profit. It ain't all about the riches, it's all about the bitches, it's all about ambition. If you got a goal, it's a common sense, you can make a commonwealth. It's hard to trip and fall, I'd rather trip and fall, cause I had different views, you always learn something new. I wanna see what the falls do, Paris in my lawsuit, fly while I fly, planes on a plane, smoking in Dubai, chilling with a star, or better yet a galaxy. It ain't about a dream, then it's all about a fantasy.
Now I won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make you say this, reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up the line. Now I won't stop, won't stop. Now I won't stop, yeah. Now I won't stop, won't stop. My light won't for me, that's all for me.
Won't stop, that's word from the wise. Learn from the lies, never idolize.
Now I won't stop, won't stop. The way that I keep to deliver, I'ma make you say this, reconsider. Till I kick back, stay high up the line. Now I won't stop, won't stop. Now I won't stop, yeah. Now I won't stop, won't stop. Now light won't for me, that hold on for me. Thank you.
Lion's Den right there, y'all. That's brand new, fresh out the email, y'all. Y'all better fucks with it, man. Y'all better holler at them boys. Niggas doing some shit. We gonna keep it going right here, though, too. Got some more good music. Actually, this is good music, y'all. JK.
I was young and still in high school. I'm talking way back when I was standing out by 5'2". They put me right beside you, now we ride to the end.
Yeah.
We created this special energy. Through you, I can express my words more vividly. Paint a perfect picture of us, not a risk to me. Fell in love at first sight, and now we spark the perfect flame like a chimney. See, I'm addicted to you like smokers to nicotine. I got so many haters, but never let them get in between. What we have is more important than anything. And if you want hands, then I'd be happy if you take this ring. And it's just a metaphor, and now I want you more. But I can't remember if I ever felt this way before. And if it's wrong, please, y'all can take me, lock me up. But I'ma love the music and be doing it till my time is up.
So put your hands up high, let me see you up in the sky. I'ma love a good music.
Other talents, but perfected making music, neglected going to school and dropped out so I could pursue it. No doubt, I can't make moves quick, but prefer to take my time. Cause with these lyrics and rhymes, I get better with every line. Further with every grind, and I'm surfing in every mind on waves. From a melody, greatest is what they yell at me. Shit, if it's a crime, then fuck it, I got a felony. Jealousy is a virtue, they hurt you, that's what they telling me. On another level, it's where I be. Won't settle for less, on different stages, I'm overseas. The man of respect, don't wanna fall for no silly schemes. Get up off of my chest, they keep on talking, won't let me be. But the music is my remedy. Like a bandage to an open wound, and I can handle anything they throw at me. I stay in tune, but like I said, this time I'm ready. So let me in the game and get ready to rock steady, my niggas. So get 'em up.
So put your hands up high, and let me see you wave 'em in the sky. You will love a good music, and I'ma love a good music.
Now, what about Sergeant Gunner?
Man, fuck Sergeant Gunner. That nigga can eat a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Wow, I just want to make sure I heard you correctly.
I said fuck that nigga. I ain't really the type of nigga to be, you know, all on the radio, running his mouth, starting beef and all that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, that shit sound like some bullshit. And that retarded dance, man, see, that's what you get when you let 13-year-olds rap. How old is that nigga?
That nigga 15 years old, dog.
Yo, well, he sound like he 15 months old. That nigga sound like he got a nipple in his mouth. Hey, Sergeant Gunner, I got an idea. Why don't you take your mama's motherfucking titty out your mouth so you can rap, nigga?
I ain't trying to go instigate radio beef for nothing. I'm just trying to be me, the dagger. If you're tuned in, it's all right. I know how black people are. Some of y'all a little late. It's cool. This is Bang Out Radio. This is Slap Sundays. You're listening to the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. If you've been here from the start, been here like at the start of the show, not this show, but the show from the beginning, I thank you. If you're just now getting here, if this is your first night, well, I hope you're enjoying yourself, and I hope you come back. What y'all need y'all to do now, if you're not doing anything else, go ahead, you know, share the link on Facebook, you know, share it on your Yahoo, share it on your Ubu, share it on your AOLs, text somebody the link. Just let somebody know we over here chilling for the next hour and a half. That's how much more time I got. Just let them know we over here chilling, playing all these indie artists. These bangers, these slappers. Like I said, I've been listening to some of this shit earlier. Had it in the car. I got 212s in the car. You know what I mean? They doing right for me right now. But like I said, when I get a couple of checks, I'm going to upgrade. I'm trying to get some 15s. I need these slappers, y'all. I need this shit to sub out here because y'all be thinking I'm bullshitting. It doesn't just stop right here on internet radio. So tell these people, tell your friends, tell your other artists, let them know. Like I said, the dagger, don't be bullshitting, and the dagger doesn't play, especially not on Bang Out Radio. I wouldn't do y'all like that because I wouldn't want y'all to do me like that. Yeah, actually, let me tell you about a situation that happened. Excuse me. Damn, Drake. One of the artists I've played and everything, he sent me his music a couple of weeks ago, and I wasn't able to get to it on the other show. And then I got hit up I had the whole family listening, and you didn't get to play the show. You didn't even play one of my songs and everything. And it's like, I understand. I definitely understand. In no way am I trying to, like, clown or make fun of the situation, because I just remember when I didn't have my own show, and I sent, like, damn near, like, two albums to Bang Out Radio, and they was, like, listening, like, where are they going to play my shit? Who's going to play it? Who's going to do it? I understand. So, I mean, like I said, I'm sorry. But my word, anytime I get something new, I'm going to make sure I throw it in there. But if you send me, like, 4 or 5 tracks at once, I'm not going to play 4 or 5 tracks at once. I'm going to pick the ones I like, and then I'm going to spread them out, because, like I said, we gotta spread this out. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be here for a long time. I need y'all to bang y'all. I need y'all to make y'all music. I need y'all to send it to me so I can play it. But I got to get shouts out of this scene. Because, like I said, when I was on the side, when I didn't have my show and I was trying to get my music played, it felt good when I would hear the other Bang Out hosts play my shit. Like, and they would all play something different. Like I said, Marley B played my Wetter. I was like, oh, she played it a couple of weeks too. You know what I mean? She was feeling that one. I was like, oh, shit. Like, okay. I remember Supreme. He played the crazy track with me and my brother Kip, but he called me Danger. He was like, yeah, that's a new Danger track. I had to call in, like, nah, Supreme. Nah, nah. Shout out to Supreme. But I was like, nah, Supreme. It's Dagger, man. It's cool. I'm not tripping. Thanks for playing my shit. But, you know, it's Dagger. Good looking. Like, Topaz, I remember she played my Weekend track, you know what I mean? Like, it was on when she was running Fridays, and she played that shit, and I was listening, and I was like, I know it feels good to hear your shit. I understand. So, like I said, it's my word, what I'm going to try to do. Every time y'all send me something new, as long as you get it in before Sunday, it's going to be put in rotation. Like I said, let them know, spread the word. I'm not here to bullshit. I'm not here for that. I'm here for y'all, not for me. So, again, without y'all, there is no me, and again, I thank y'all. But let me get into this other shit I want to talk about real quick. We're going to talk about these reality shows. And this may sound bad when I say this, but I guess, honestly, let me take that back. Watch whatever you want to watch. Let me start off with that. If you like watching, because all it is just a bunch of people, rich folks either showing off their money and getting into dumb arguments that nobody in the real world or none of us is going to really go through or shouldn't want to go through when we do got money. So I don't understand. And the fact that they're only going through these type of problems because they got money. Or we're looking at, like, the housewives or females that's only rich because they married somebody and divorced somebody or they know somebody or whatever, and now we care about their lives. I mean, I'm going to give y'all a reality show to watch. All right? It comes on Animal Planet. Now, I know some of y'all might not got cable or whatever. It's cool. If you get to a friend's house, if they got TiVo, tell them you need to, yo, what's up with this show? It's on Animal Planet. It's called I Should Not Be Alive. This is the shit motherfuckers need to be watching. I saw this shit the other day, and this is what it's basically about. It's about motherfuckers that, let me start off by saying it's about people doing dumb shit. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to say that. They shouldn't be doing this type of shit in the first place. Cause at least they are white. At least all the episodes I've seen is just a bunch of white folks. They are doing dumb shit that we wouldn't normally do. But these motherfuckers get out of that shit and wind up being alive. Like, the first situation, this motherfucker was a photographer. So he was out on some tropical beach on some foreign island somewhere on where the sandy rocks are, and nobody else is, because he wants the whole beach to himself. So he goes there when there's nobody there in season and shit. So that's what he's doing. So he's over there. Now, he sees the cliff, like, okay, I want to take a picture from up there. This shit's like 30 feet in the air. This nigga ain't got no kind of rock climbing equipment, got none of this shit, right? Puts his little pack down, runs over, starts climbing up the little mountain, thinking he's Spider-Man and shit. Talking about he gets to the top, just a little bit, he reaches for it, and then the whole shit come off like, poof. So now this motherfucker, no kind of rig, you know what I mean? He's not secure. Trying to free climb this shit. Falls. Bam, right? Motherfucker said he woke up, Motherfucker shattered his whole pelvis, his whole left side. This shit was all fucked up, just nothing, right? He said he didn't crack his head. He wasn't paralyzed. But this whole nigga shit, whole shit was fucked up, right? Had to roll over. This nigga had to crawl out, crawl with just his arm strength. But every time he moved, like I said, I don't know how many of y'all is medics, but if you got a cracked pelvis or whatever, you can't, that shit is just all just bone just grinding. You can't move your leg. You just grind, grind, grind. He said, you look at this shit, it took him like 5 minutes to get where he got, like when he was jumping across the rocks and shit when he was all healthy. It took him 4 hours, 5 hours to crawl back to his backpack, which is like 100 yards away. You know, that's like a football field. 4 hours to crawl across a football field with your leg all fucked up just to get back to his backpack. He didn't even get back to the place where he could probably get help. That was just to get to his backpack. This motherfucker. Then he takes off his belt, straps his belt around his foot, and holds it as like a sling. So he tries to hold his leg in the socket and then crawls with his other hand, but still crawling over all this. They call it sand rock. So he said it's like crawling over sandpaper. So he crawled with one hand, fingers getting all bloody and dragging out or whatever, his leg dragging on the ground because it's like sandpaper, so it's eating through his... He eats through his pants, eats through his legs, almost going through his bone and shit. But this motherfucker, like, I'm not dying. Fuck that. I'm going to crawl my ass up out of here. This nigga was going over rocks. This nigga had to climb up a little hill. And it's like, what the fuck? Are you serious? This is the shit niggas need to be watching. This is some real life, like, Saw shit, like, almost in a sense. But it's funny because I laugh. Because it's like you got yourself into that situation. You had no business with your ass trying to get over there or out here all by yourself. They said this motherfucker lived alone. They said nobody would have found him for days, wouldn't even known he was missing for days. And you out here in the middle of nowhere climbing the sides of mountains. You stupid motherfucker. But that motherfucker said, nah, I'm dumb, but I'm not going to die. And that motherfucker crawled his ass up out of there. Now, that's some reality for your ass. You know what I mean? This other motherfucker was parachuting and shit. The plane got caught in the storm. He parachuting with both his homeboys and shit. They jump out with the parachutes. So now they floating through the storm, through the clouds. His other homeboy, he said he saw his other homeboy, his parachute had opened, but he was just limping. His parachute, don't know what happened to him. His other homeboy went floating off that way into the clouds, so he don't know what happened to him. Motherfucker landed in the middle of the ocean. Just in the middle of the ocean. Just and nowhere to go. Which way am I going to go? This way? That way? I don't see shit. Which way am I going to go? This motherfucker. Ain't none of us going. What would you do in that situation? I wouldn't be in that situation, but honestly, think about it. What the fuck would you do in that situation? This motherfucker in the middle of the ocean, out on the coast of Puerto Rico or some shit or whatever. Just way. Why motherfuckers got to go way out somewhere to get lost in some shit? Way out in the water. He said he was out in the water for like 28 hours. Throughout the night, the jellyfish attacked his ass while he was floating around. He thought a motherfucking crocodile was about to eat him. It was a log. He was so happy to see the log because the log was the only other motherfucking thing floating in the ocean besides his ass. Like, talking about he kept drinking seawater because he couldn't keep his head above water. The motherfucker fell asleep on the log. You know how tired you got to be to fall asleep on a log in the middle of the ocean for like 8-9 hours, just sleep, just floating on a log? You know how tired you got to be? Come on now. Ain't none of us going to survive that shit. We would have been dead. They wouldn't have found us. It was funny because the motherfuckers didn't think that the storm blew the nigga way over here, and they looking for him way over here. Like, nobody, the motherfucker got found by a rescue boat, by a motherfucker that was just going fishing, just looked over and just saw a fat white dude in the water. Like, oh, shit, you look a little hell. You know what I mean? Nobody knew where he was. On some luck type shit. But he survived. You know what I mean? This is what I'll be talking about. This is some reality for your ass. Fuck these housewives. Fuck these basketball wives. Fuck the Jersey Shore. Fuck the Bad Girls Club. If y'all just want to watch motherfuckers argue all day, I mean, don't y'all get enough of that in reality in your own lives? Why y'all want to watch these motherfuckers argue and fight just to get broken up and everything? The best fights is the one you look at in the streets, man. Ain't nobody breaking that shit up. You know, somebody going to drop. These motherfuckers, cameramen, whenever the motherfucker get in a fight, cameramen and shit be jumping out the back trying to pull people apart. Motherfuckers go to jail. People get kicked out the house. What the fuck is the point? I don't know, y'all, man. Maybe it's just me. I guess I'm the one tripping. Y'all watch, like I said, y'all watch whatever y'all want to. I don't care, man. But if you can, if you get on the, if you get the Animal Planet, check that shit out. Check that shit out. I should not be alive. Check that shit out. That's the shit right there. That's what the motherfuckers should be watching. At First 48. You know what I mean? I watch that shit too. But yeah, we're gonna get back into this. I got some West Coast music I'm gonna put out here, man. My man Jay Pistola talking about one of the funniest streets out here on the West Coast. You know what I mean? Figueroa, but we Figueroa. Let's get it.
Tell me, do you know where you come from? Do you know where you're going? Are you out there figuring? Do you know where you wanna be? Is there something that you wanna tell me?
I'm out cruising up late without bad intentions. I seen this light skinned bitch with some nice ghetto dimensions. I bust a U. You know what I contact from the rear view. At the intersection of Crenshaw and Jefferson Avenue. After a blunt or two, we bounce back to pistolas. I'm thinking he's doing this. This bitch is way too easy. I go from hot to cold on a broad. I'm too tough. Before I fucked you was a B, but now you a D plus. You need a role model and some direction. So don't trip up what I said, cause I had an erection.
Girl, you need a role model
and some direction. So don't trip up what I said, cause I had an erection.
See, how much you talking? 20? That's cool. Get your ass in this car before somebody sees you.
Roll your window up.
You got a cigarette? Where your money at?
Bitch, you trying to disrespect?
Just put this magnum on my dick with your lips and don't say another word. Jump in the back seat with her.
Doesn't care though. I don't want my future wife to see you. She might eventually be you in a year or two. But no use a stroller. I think you belong here on Figueroa.
Girl, use a stroller. I think you belong here on Figueroa.
Real time.
Real time.
Sex crime.
Sex crime.
Bitches.
Prostitutes.
Nasty hoes.
Nasty hoes.
You know,
spend,
you know, living this shit for real.
Living this shit. Do you know where you come from? Do you know where you going? Are you out there Figueroa? Do you know where you wanna be? Is there something that you wanna tell me?
Bitch, you suck a dick sloppy. You look like Foxy.
Black Jungle Bunny.
Aye, bitch, here's your money. But I can't spend this other dime on you. I'd rather lay this nine on you and slime
and
on you.
And I ain't trying to make love to you or spend time on you. A kid bushy.
If you was clean, I'd eat your pussy.
The girl looks like she's a stroller. I think we should put her on Figueroa.
For real.
I think we should
Western
put her on Figueroa.
Yeah, Sunset Boulevard, Holt Avenue.
I think we should put
Vegas
her
Boulevard.
On Figueroa.
Bitches,
you know.
Living.
Long Beach Boulevard, PCH, Century, you know, over there by the LAX airport and shit, right there.
Do you know where you come from?
Bust one of them cheap motels.
Do you know
get out with one of them hoes, you know what I'm saying?
That's
how we
do
that shit.
Do you know where you want to be? Is there something that you want to tell me? Do you know where you come from? Do you know where you going? Are you out there Figueroa? Do you know where you want to be?
If you know, like I said, that's that West Coast shit right there. You know what I mean? You got to be from the West Coast to know about Figueroa. So, I mean, that's why we be Figueroa, and it's funny. It's funny. That's it. I ride with that shit. JS, y'all, let's keep it pushing. Where's it at? Bring it back.
Call me Mr. Dope D. Let me run in that pussy with a folk lead. More top, more shots, equals more dick. And fuck your baby daddy, he ain't got no shit. See, I'm the nigga that your man wanna be. Stop on and bend it over with your hands on your knee. And make it go clap while I stand in between. Tell me what I gotta do to get that ass on them jeans. Like, baby, give me thong.
2K.
And she got HD.
Blu-ray.
She the baddest, I can give a fuck what you say. You better come and get her, nigga, before it's too late. Fuck them, never love them, how we get it in the bank. So you losing if you cuffing, bro, I fuck you any day. By the way, if you see her, tell her daddy on his way. Take the F on Superfly, put that shit after the check. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy Collar Shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, please. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Bounce. Shake that shit, she going stupid, yeah, I love her how you take that dick. Girl, that ass looking fat and I can see me in it. And we can hit the back seat, my window's tinted. Jump up in his pants, boo, you can bring your friends too. Come until you came, when we finish, I forget you. Mr. Zicker down in the flesh, yes, yes, so get it straight, you ain't got a sneak for me to bless you. Face down, ass up, baby, gotta max her. Throwing in reverse like,
make it back up.
You can say I'm sick of money, how I'm throwing cash up. JS been the best and all them other niggas cast up. If her grass cut down, it's where I might go. Give her insane dick, psycho. Got these hater niggas mad when my eyes go. Shitting on you niggas like a pigeon on a light pole. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy Collar Shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? Know where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. Know where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Tell it bounce, 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 bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 shake that shit. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 shake that shit. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 shake that shit. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy Collar Shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? Know where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. Know where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, hey.
Oh man, why me? I did everything I was supposed to do. I used that stupid fucking auto-tune on my voice. I instigated rap beats, and I even tried to make a dance, nigga. Nothing seems to work.
Magnificent. This might be a bad time, but Sergeant Gutter just posted a response to you on YouTube.
Hey, dog. First off, I want to say that I'm a huge fan of Thug Magnificent. I grew up listening to Thug Magnificent. Matter of fact, I'd even go ahead as far as say that I love this nigga, no homo. He is one of the real niggas that made me want to do this shit. Fuck this old ass nigga, man. This old nigga is old enough to be my dad. Did he tell me to eat a dick? Nigga, what's wrong with you? You a grown ass man and you telling a 15-year-old to eat a dick? I know your mother raised you better than that, dog. Matter of fact, excuse me, is this Miss Jackson?
Yes, it is.
My name is Sergeant Gunner. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but your son said some very rude things about me on the radio.
Yes, I know. He said some very rude things. He's too old to be acting like that, and I know I don't like to use that language either. You know, I one time I...
That was your mama, nigga. Your mama. Broke your old ass up, nigga. I hope you go broke, you feel me? I hope that IRS is on their way over right now to take your shit, nigga.
Yes, yes. Told y'all, man, I'll be off them cartoons, man. But it'd be funny. It'd be funny as fuck. Better than some of the shit y'all be watching. But hey, this is The Dagger. Again, Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays if you just joined us. If you've been here from the beginning, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. You know, I know I'm hard to listen to sometimes. I know I say a lot of shit, may cuss a whole lot. I'm trying to keep it down. I've been trying to keep it low. But like I said, y'all just get frustrated. And sometimes, you know, just fuck and motherfucker and, you know, bitch, and, you know, shit like that just rolls off the tongue a lot easier. You know, I don't try to be like that, but I be having to be like that sometimes. So I'm sorry, but let me also say that this is a grown-up show. So if you're sitting around with your kids and everything like that, again, I thank you for listening. But maybe your kids should be somewhere else and not listening to this, unless they don't understand English and shit or whatever yet. But just a little, I don't want y'all to be blaming me for your kid's first word being fuck or shit. That's not going to be my fault. You know, blame the parents. You don't blame me. But let me tell y'all about this story that I heard about this week that just perplexed me a little bit. All right, we got three guys walking down the street, right? They decided they want to rob a prostitute. So these three guys jump the prostitute, and they continue on their way down the street and walk into wherever they're going. Now, the prostitute obviously calls her pimp. Pimp pulls up, sees what's going on, I guess, finds out what direction they were going in, goes in that direction, finds the people, shoots them up or whatever from the car. You know, one gets hit in, I think, the hip, the head, you know, maybe an arm shot. They all survive, but, you know, they got blasted on and everything. Now, here's where I have issues with this. No, it's not cool for people to get shot. No, violence is not the answer. No, I don't want people to die. I don't feel that, you know, life should be taken. I don't feel that, you know, people are necessarily bad. But what I do feel is that you bring shit upon yourself. And also, I say, if you're not well prepared to do a crime, you shouldn't be doing the crime. Let me explain further. First of all, these three gentlemen were on foot. No car. You're on foot, and you're robbing prostitutes on foot. And then you can, after you're done robbing the prostitute, then you continue on foot. That's a strike right there. You do not commit robberies on foot. Mostly everybody on all these dumb shows, on these World Dumbest Criminals, Whoop or whatever, all the motherfuckers that were on foot were all caught. So you think because you just on this, in the middle of the street and everything that you're just going to get away? That's number one. You're on foot. Number two, between all three of y'all, don't nobody got a burner. Nobody. Nobody got no heat. So you pulling off robberies with no car and no gun between all three of y'all. So that's three niggas not doing something right. You know what I mean? And then you continue to walk, and then they don't realize that bitches or hoes get slapped around, hookers, prostitutes get slapped around so much that the pimps be in the area just in case of shit like that transpire. And you don't think that the pimps is strapped? Come on now. This is what I mean. But then in a sense, like, this is why I don't feel sorry. I'm glad they alive, but I mean, if they had died or whatever, would I have cared either way? No. First of all, you brought this on yourself thinking you playing GTA in real life, nigga. You can't just slap no hoes in real life, nigga, and not think that something's gonna happen. But then also at the same time, if that's what you want to do, at least do it right. If you want to rob a prostitute, you have to have a car, you have to have a heat. You pull up on the bitch, act like you're trying to make a sale or whatever. Had a homie or somebody or whatever, pull the burner out, bam, bitch, get the bitch in the car. You know what I mean? Pull off, you know, make sure she don't go for her phone. Make sure, you know, she's quiet, you know, try to not make a lot of movements and everything. Make sure you find somewhere secluded. Throw that bitch in the trunk. Hop on a couple of freeways. I know it sounds like a lot, but if you want to get away with this shit, I shouldn't be even telling you on this. And I don't know this personally. You know what I mean? I may have heard a couple of things. I may have seen some shit, but I didn't do this myself. But, I mean, I know motherfuckers that get away with this type of shit. So let me tell you, I shouldn't even be doing this. Damn, why am I? But if you dumb enough to fall for this shit, then that's your fault too. So let me just keep going then. Like I said, you drive, hit a couple of freeways or whatever. I'm not saying harm the girl. You don't have to hit the girl because you don't realize how scared females can be, especially them, because they get, this type of shit happens. Even though this is why that, it's not like I don't got respect for y'all, because it's like, we're talking to the hoes and the hookers now. It's not like I don't got respect for y'all, because I don't, but you guys know what y'all got going on. You know, it's like that's your job that you choose, and those are the tragedies that come along with the job. You don't got to do it. I believe a girl shouldn't be on the street anyway. You can go put her in a video or something or whatever. Go sign a contract or something. I mean, that's just a little bit safer if you're just going to be a hoe. At least try to be a famous asshole or something. But like I said, let me not talk about that. But as I was saying, bend a couple of corners. Don't harm the girl. Take the girl's cell phone, take her money, drop her off like 2-3 freeways away, and then leave. It's that easy. Nobody would have got shot. Nobody would have been injured. Nobody would have been in the hospital. Nobody, you know, and niggas would have, if that's what you want to do. My thing is, I guess the moral of the story is, if you're going to be all hardcore, if you're going to be a nigga, if you're going to be that thug, like, fuck it type shit, then be that and be smart about it. Don't be half-ass stupid. Be all the way stupid. Like, that was my movie. 187, Samuel L. Jackson said that shit when he was sitting around the table. If y'all ever seen that movie, and nigga was like, nigga, don't be half-ass stupid. Be all the way stupid. Fuck it. But this is the shit I'm talking about when motherfuckers be trying to be something, and then they do it, and then they do dumb shit, and they look dumb, and then what, expect sympathy. Nigga, that's your fault. Brought that on yourself. Didn't nobody tell you to do that? Nigga, stick to PlayStation 3. Stick to Xbox Live if you want to play these fantasy games. That's all I'm saying. But what I'm going to do now, I'm going to get into Dagger's Double Play. And this is what I'm just going to do. I know because I handle my own intros, and then when I do Dagger's Double Play, then I play two of my tracks that kind of go together that I'm going to switch up every week. That way, y'all know also, don't forget, like I said, I'm cool, I'm chilling with y'all, I'm having fun, but I'm an artist too. I got bangers, I got slappers, and if y'all want them, just hit up my Reverb Nation, take them, download, whichever ones y'all want. Anything y'all hear up on here is probably going to be on there too, so just go find it and go take it for yourself. I'm not tripping, like I said, you don't even got to like my page. But if you was here last week, I had to, you know, explain a couple of situations of some niggas I was dealing with last week, and a lot of niggas been on some fuck you type shit this week. That's why I played that shit at the beginning of my show today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play these. Today is Dagger's Diss and Double Play, and I'm going to talk about the people I was talking about last week, but I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to let these tracks go, and then I'll holler at y'all when I get back, all right?
Hello? Yeah. He did what? He done did it again. He did what? It's good. All right. That's cool. You see me laughing at
I keep telling
you, right?
I love this shit. You know what I mean?
I'm laughing at him. Excuse me. I'll be right back. Here we go.
I must admit, I'm kinda shocked. Did a song, battle back. Played it once, that shit was whack. I ain't even mad at that.
Damn.
That's the best you got. Pathetic bars and fake truth. If corduroy is spitting bullets, well, that makes me bulletproof. Ain't this nigga blood now? BPS, bitch, you's a phony. Ask some OG BPS. Don't nobody know you, homie. Tried to test the story out. Tried to give you credit chance. I asked if they knew
corduroy.
They thought that I was selling pants. Wanted me to point a rat you out, but dagger doesn't sit. They can't kill you yet, cause I ain't finished fucking with you. Talking shit about how I kill and kick it out my mama's house. Keep my mama out your mouth. At least my mama got a house. Yours lost a job and you couldn't help cause you's a chump. All y'all moved in with your sister looking like
the Brady Bunch.
You slanging dope, you making tracks, pipping bitches, hitting licks. Why you ain't got no money, no house, and no one? This is what it sounds like. 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 This is what it sounds like.
When corduroy cries.
When corduroy cries. This is what it sounds like. 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 This is what it sounds like.
When
corduroy cries. When corduroy cries.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
All you ever did was hate, so there won't be a number three. I ain't sacked with 23. Come on now, that shit was weak. I ain't never sacked you back with looking at my booty kill. Knew you was a homo on the low, you doing nothing good. See now why you holler at transsexuals in Hollywood. Sound like Eddie Murphy, where's the gangster nigga that you claim? To me, you looking kinda sweet.
You sucking on them sugar cane.
Way back, I was fat as fuck, so what? I weigh 282. Still more gays than hoes than you. Even put your sisters too. That was then, this is now. Daggers made it better. Ain't you nothing then, you nothing now. 10 years look, you still the same. Now you fucked two of my bitches, why you put that in your brain? They was hoes, I told them to, and don't forget I fucked them. You was crying over pussy, looking sad, I helped you out. Gave them hoes to all the fam, seeing what you brag about. This is what it sounds like, this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like, this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like.
When corduroy cries.
When corduroy cries. This is what it sounds like, this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like, this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like.
When corduroy cries.
Roy, I knew you needed homies, you too soft, you need them niggas up. I said it in my verse and on his own, he said the shit is up. And just admit that you's a bitch and mad because I'm getting mine. And if you think I ain't a G, then why you still ain't cross the line? Prove me wrong.
You proved me right.
I'm way better on the mic. Your bitch is black, you kinda light. Why your kid albino white? Maybe that'll make you fight. I'm
propane.
You got a light, now I'm scared. You can't even make a baby right. Get this bitch a baby wife and have his homies switch his braces. Crying over 5 years.
Nigga, can I get a
phone? Saw me as a ticket. Then I left you really hated on me. I don't know this faggot shit.
you want it, come and take it from me. Fucking dummy, ugly with a pizza and a crater face. You should have left the shit alone. I warn your ass to pump your brakes. Your sister was a hoe. I hit your homie, had a baby with you. Yeah, you spent some time in jail. You couldn't pay a fucking ticket. I don't get it. First they with it, then they wanna flip the script. Now you kiss the schoolboy's ass and you and Jay will share his dick. Call my girl a man. Damn, why this faggot keep on lying?
Neither one of y'all's a man.
The only thing y'all got in common. Stop trying, bitch. You ain't got the force to break me down. I'm Yoda, Luke, and Anakin, so only I can kill me now. And since you wanna see me, I just showed you that I'm doing well. This nigga call me Steve Urkel.
Nah, it's Stephon Urkel. Now what, nigga? Your turn.
And then a hush fell over the crowd on that one. And then it was one down, one to go.
All right. Uh-oh. You knew this was coming.
Everybody gather around.
I think everybody knew this was
everybody
coming.
Everybody gather around. You know, hey. Gather around the Xbox. Gather around
let the chips fall where they
turn
fall.
Turn me up in the car. Turn it up so y'all can hear me.
Let whatever happens happen.
Everybody ready?
Watch let the battle begin.
Here to set it off around two. Niggas way out of line, bitch, you can't shine. You see through, who the fuck wanna be you? Not nobody I know, your own big homie didn't like how you was wrestling the fuck. Listen up, cause here we go, your home up. You like the slow-mo, but the world's on your dick. But now you let him in your asshole, you show that you cut. Congratulations, it's about time, that's gonna rise. But look, you already passed your fucking prime. Left on the sideline, the stupid niggas didn't handle games. Just like a faggot yelling out my government name. If I was you, I wanted you to be me too. Justin Darnell Hayes can never walk in a dagger shoe. Should've bought the clue, but I believe you were a better man. Fucking with you. So now you Darnell Wellingham. Some of the comments, two bitch niggas who always stay broke. Can't take care of the kids, but keep the dagger in their fucking throat. No hope for the week. On the mic or the street, ride a boss, you ride a bus, a biker passenger seat. And now you wanna bring the drama? I'll make a pause like a comma. Only bitches you ever knew, so big sexy and your baby mama. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. There's three bitches in 6 years, this nigga thinks that he hot. Try to clown a nigga's bitches and just a snippet of what dagger has. I clowned your bitches too, but they all in the past. Feeling sorry for cats, that little nigga I miss. It's hard when your mom's a hoe and your daddy's a bitch. Yeah, I said it, give me credit, said it's over, ain't no going back. I'm not mad, you had the dagger laughing at the diss track. You barely had facts, the beats whack, sounding out of date. Wanna hate, that's great. I don't attack, I just retaliate. You should've known better, bitch. The dagger, he ain't no joke. I'm shitting on this nigga to wipe my ass with his death note.
Remember you started the fight.
Why?
Cause you fucked up on the mic.
Another lie, you'll never be big. Don't forget, you're just a little spot. A dagger so sick that there's no need for any remedy. Pay back your slack because you're lacking in activity. Who me? A bitch, you better quit with all the fairy tales and grateful niggas. My testimony kept you out of jail. I'm high for the finish, so I will finish what you chose to start. No wonder all the fags are wearing fro hawks. Your clothes fair, but your pockets ain't got nothing but air. And if a woman slap me, then she be calling me. My mouth gon' make her mad, but my dick makes her happy. That's enough about me, I'm bringing focus to you. You been on for 10 years plus, still ain't covered up your tattoo. Turn bitch real quick with the speed of a cheetah. This nigga forgot, Goku always beats a Vegeta. And I ain't stopping either, there's too much other shit I gotta drop. Creep down the street, no bitch, I park on the block. Crack my door, lean, turn my beat up. Make a lot of noise, smoking with real niggas. Jim J and the Google boys, playing with real women. You been playing with toys. My dick stays disease free, bitch. You the one with hemorrhoids, now I don't really know. But this is how I think he got that bone. Fucked him in the mouth before the world was in his ass crack.
Activity, the Remy, a.k.a. Squirrel.
Got Glock running out his ass like he's jumping hurdles. When it comes to that shit, I keep it real. You the actor, what I'm saying is true. That's why your old hood is laughing
and
at
I ain't done a damn thing.
And now I'm up in the ring. You gave up your title to the real Menage A. King. But go ahead and deny, because you ain't no real nigga. You a legend. Whatever then, I'll be the legend killer.
Remember you started the fight.
Why?
Cause you fucked up on the mic.
You could've apologized like a man and it would be alright. You were my biggest fan and I'm saying that I ain't tired.
Now everyone listen to this schoolgirl ain't a man, he's a bitch.
Talking crazy shit, but he ain't got the proof to back it up. That song wasn't about you, but now you got me fucked up.
What we gonna do?
Y'all knew it was gonna come to this.
Yo, is that what I think it is?
What's wrong? You ain't never seen no yayo, nigga?
Yes. I'm just trying to figure out what this is.
That's real cocaine, nigga.
Where'd you get it?
See, don't worry about where I got it. I got my connects. And the third.
So what are you doing with it?
So what are you doing with it?
We gonna cook it up, slay it on them streets, and get paid, nigga.
How do we do that?
I mean, how hard can it be? I think there's some rap songs to tell you how to do it, right?
You gotta have a taser. Pull the water from the oil. Get a turkey baster. Also, that
baking soda will help you stress down.
Okay, he said something about baking soda.
Hey, man, this shit don't have to tell you how to make it, though. Oh, what the hell? Let's check Wikipedia.
Customers all night. Just make sure it got a little complexion. Better for the great farmer serving in the smoking section. I'll show you how to cook that. Show you how to bake crack. Show you how to hit that block to make track. I'll show you how to cook that. Show you how to bake crack. Show you how to hit that block to
Yes, y'all, yes. Back again. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. We're going to go straight to the phone lines. 3217, you got The Dagger. What it do? Hello? Hola. Dang, I did a whole. Is it going? No? Hello? All right, well, call me back. I don't know what's going on. If you want to hit me up, call me back. My bad, y'all. I thought I had a caller, but. Oh, man, shit is crazy. I don't know what I want to get into, y'all. Like I said, there's so much stuff going through my mind. There's just all kind of shit that just has to happen, that's going to happen, that may be happening. And you ever been in that situation where you don't know which direction to go? You don't know which step to take? Should you stop? Should you go? Should you slow down? Should you speed up? Left, right, up, down? Like... turn around, go back the other way. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I don't know what to do. But I guess that's what life is, so I'm not really complaining. That's just what it is. But let's get into it. I got another little story time for y'all. Another some shit I heard. Because like I said, I try to tell these stories to try to stop other people from making the same mistakes, to let y'all know that there are other choices that can be made, that there are better ways to do shit. Because I'm hoping y'all laughing like I be laughing, because the shit is not funny, but it is. So it's like I'm trying, but hold on. We got 3217. Let's try again. Hello, you got The Dagger.
Dagger, you're not supposed to answer until I press one, sweetheart.
Till you press one. Oh, see, I don't know how am I supposed to know when you press one or not. The number just pop up, and I just press the button. Like, yo, what's up?
Yeah, like, question. It's going to be a yellow question mark next to the person number when they're ready.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so you want to try again? You want me to hang up and you call back? We can try again. I can try to do it the right way.
Don't hang me up. I'm just listening to them. That's one when I finish doing my hair.
Oh, okay, for sure. I got you. Oh, see, nigga, learn something new every day, y'all. That was Marley B. She'll be right back. Holla at your boy. But, yeah, let me get into my story real quick. And I'm going to tell the moral of the story at the beginning because this drink is kicking in, so I don't want to lose my moral during the storytelling. Now, this is basically y'all ladies, or just anybody, but specifically y'all ladies, because the story pertains to a group of ladies. You cannot just mouth off to anybody. You cannot just talk shit to anybody you want to. I don't care how drunk you are, how high you are. There's no excuse. The better thing to do is to keep your mouth shut. Some things are just not worth it because you don't know who people are. You don't know who people know. Now that I've said that, heard about this story about this group of ladies, Mexicans, and also don't fuck with Mexicans. Not like in a bad way. I'm not trying to be racist or anything like that, but Mexicans is loco. Nigga, they the four loco. You know what I mean? The motherfuckers is, when they get pissed off, they be on one, and they don't care. They really don't care. Like I said, they be on that type of shit I be thinking about that I stop myself from, but they just go. And I'm saying, no disrespect, but that's just how it is. They be on one. So, like I said, these is a group of Mexican girls, went to a Mexican party, was partying, woo-woo, or whatever, mouthed off. They was mouthing off to another group of girls, all in the club. This is, like I said, this is what I heard. You know what I mean? But I got my sources, and I got reliable sources. I'm not going to give them out because, you know, that'll be bad. But I got my sources. But these bitches, la 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 la, whatever, all animated in the club, right? The bitches that they was arguing with, go get they dudes who's from 18th Street. Now, I don't know if y'all know, most West Coast motherfuckers know that the Mexicans from the 18th Street motherfuckers, you do not fuck with these people, period. You don't. You see that shit, you leave it alone, turn the other way, you just don't even get involved in that shit. But now, leaving the club, these group of girls that are mouthed off to the wrong set of bitches, now they're being followed home by the bitches they was mouthing off, and they dudes, these 18th Street motherfuckers.
follow her all the way to her house. Once they pull up and get out the car, these niggas hop out, whoop the shit out of these bitches on their own front lawn. Whoop. I mean, it's not funny, but they beat the shit out of these bitches on their front lawn, on their own. That's just bad when you get whooped on in your own front yard. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers getting hit with bottles. Motherfuckers, girls trying to fight back, but it's not working. I love, you know what I mean, girls, you don't go down without a fight. But, I mean, let's be honest. Most girls is not going to be able to take a group of dudes one-on. Let's just be honest. Motherfucker, but then the motherfuckers try to leave and pull off the 18th Street dudes. One of them, I heard, left his bumper and shit with the license plate on it. The other one tried to get the other license plate down and everything like that. But this is just crazy shit. This is some dumb, retarded type shit. I'm trying to say y'all lies. Like, when y'all in the club, y'all get drunk, if that bitch bump against you a little bit or whatever, she may be giving you an evil eye or whatever, just take it as a hater staring at you and keep pushing. You don't know who motherfuckers know. Some people be itching for this type of shit. Itching for it, just waiting for somebody to say something. And you don't need that type of drama, do you? I know y'all got enough shit. Y'all got kids, jobs, maybe no jobs, street hustlers. Y'all out there selling shit. Y'all out there doing all kind of shit. I know y'all all got enough bullshit to worry about to not have to deal with the extras. I'm trying to save motherfuckers' lives. Found out, like I said, the next day that bitch had the glasses on. Like I said, we was talking about that. The girl, she had the fucking sunglasses on, the big ones, trying to hide her face. You know, remember Friday when the nigga took off the glasses? Like, damn! That's the nigga who got fucked up. Like, mouthing off to the wrong person. You can't just wild out anywhere to whoever, whenever you want to. Because eventually that shit's going to catch up to you. Me and my brother was talking about that shit the other day. My nigga, he's that type of nigga, though. That's my nigga. If he's listening, nigga, call in. Nigga, tell him yourself. This nigga will mouth off to anybody. Don't give a fuck. I keep telling him, he's going to get his ass in trouble. But he's just that type of person. He don't care. But he knows if it happens, then it's just going to happen. He accepts that. That's the type of shit I'm be talking about. If you gonna do it, then accept it, and when it go down, then it go down. But then don't be trying to be like that, and then you get your ass whooped and then expect some kind of sympathy or some kind of, like I said, bitch, if you wasn't talking shit, your ass wouldn't have wound up in the motherfucking hospital. Point blank, period. You would have been at home, and then also, oh, wait, hold on. Okay, Mario, you ready for me? Hold on. That's the question mark you're talking about?
Yeah.
I see the question mark you're talking about. Okay. What's up, D?
Dad, are you stupid?
But am I lying? Am I lying, B? Am I lying? Tell me I'm lying if I'm lying.
Like, currently, it's a situation that I know. It's a situation in my life I know I could go buck wild over right now. You know, but I have made a reputation for myself as being a classy female. You know, I clown and this and that, but the city I live in, I didn't grow up out here. You feel me? And I got a few homegirls. You know, I got a few homies and friends from back in the day, but because of the person that I was dating for so long, I just respected that, the fact that those wasn't his swag of people, and
okay,
we were together, so I dealt with him. But my situation now at hand is he's no longer a factor, you know, and for me, I could call on those same people. I even ran into a homegirl of mine I had maybe about 8 years ago, and she was like, dang, you know, my homegirls from back in the day don't call me Marley. You know, they call me Jamaica or Apple. She was
right.
Like, dang, Apple, you really changed. I mean, you really changed. And I said, what make you say that? They was like, because you used to have a real bad temper. And then it wouldn't be a temper like, oh, I'm just setting it off because of this and that. No, it would be because of something righteous, something I'm mad about, you know what I mean, and for a good reason. But
I mean,
it
has to be a really good reason. Like, I understand that everybody has their limits and there are certain levels of disrespect that people just don't tolerate. But
yeah.
I'm talking about, like Barney B, like, we chilling at the club or whatever, and the girl just look at you like, just, you know what I mean? You get that a lot already, though, don't you? That ain't nothing worth the fight over, you know what I mean? That's the type of shit I'm talking about.
I mean,
like,
that's
this,
what I'm talking about. Right now in my life, right now, where somebody has done me so wrong, you know what I'm saying, really extremely wrong. I didn't do anything to them to do that. But this person is mad at me. And they was mouthing off. Look, they was mouthing off because I have set that reputation for myself that I don't get buck. I don't jump when you say jump. You know what I mean?
So oh, wait, no. Some people, you gotta show them. Yeah, some people, yeah. Okay. Let me not say that. Marley, you a perfect take a bitch head off.
And I look and laugh at them because I'm like, baby girl, little bitty.
Like, don't let it fool you. Like, yeah, don't let it fool you. Yeah, I understand. Because I be trying to, that's how I present myself, too. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be out there like that. But sometimes a motherfucker just don't get it unless you show it to him.
Exactly.
But I'm saying,
therefore, if y'all hear about Marley B setting it off.
I'm just saying, as use it as a last straw, at least. Try to give a motherfucker as much leeway as possible before it's like, you know what? Okay, well, fuck it. Now it's on the pop in. I'm trying to extend goodness as long as possible, at least.
Yeah. But like on me, though, my last straw is here. My last straw is here.
Oh,
and
you right there at it, huh?
Girl,
right?
Like, shut up. I'm a good
what
girl.
Well, can we at least, if you get your squad together and y'all go do whatever you're going to do, I know, damn, I shouldn't be saying this, but can we at least get some footage? Can somebody record it so we can get some underground bang out radio shit going on in it? I know people don't like evidence, but we'll put it on people we trust because
I
like seeing a motherfucker.
Dagger.
No, we can't do that?
It ain't
going to
be no footage.
No footage? Damn. Damn.
That's not even going to crack off. I am extremely... right now, I'm an extremely good person and nice. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody say I did anything to them. You feel me?
Marley B's coming to the dark side. Shit.
Everybody around me, at least everybody around me has asked me to keep one of their secrets. I feel like exposing everybody 2020.
Ooh, Marley B, write a book.
Every last person I know that has turned against me or turned their nose up or got tattooed or whatnot, they got a secret that they know I know. So they have an attitude and they have an issue with me because they want to make people turn against me so they'll think I'm lying because they're guilty. They think I'm going to tell their secret. But if I was such a bad person, they would have never trusted me in the first place. I swear to you, at least 10 people I know out here in the AV been fucked another female or another nigga that I know while they been with their significant other. And then told me. But you know what? I'm not tripping because
Marley B about to tell. Marley B gonna tell the stories. Marley B, write the book. I'll read it. Write the book.
You know what? It's not for me to do because that's God's job. God exposes people, and I'm never gonna put myself in a position of God. You know what I mean?
Okay. So we just gonna sit back and laugh. Well, then you gotta point this shit out because I want to see it when it go down. So I want to make sure I'm there. I want to make sure I'm right.
Yeah, that should be known because a person like me get touched. And a person like me, get their feelings hurt, y'all better run and fucking hide. Because a bitch like me will go out. I'll die to make you look stupid.
All right, but we good, right? We good? We cool? You and me, we cool, right?
Shut up.
We good? No, I'm just making sure. We good?
Look, I don't got no secrets on that, except I might come out there and chop it up with you, do a song or some music.
Hey, that's
nigga.
All we need to do. That's what I'm saying. I'm just making sure, because you know what I mean? Like I said, Marley B on a rampage. You know, motherfuckers, when motherfuckers be blapping at people and shit like that, you know, it's the innocent people in the crossfire that get caught and shit. I'm just making sure we good. That's all. But we good, right?
Yeah.
All right, for sure. That's all I need. All right, Marley B, let me get back into some of these tracks real quick, because I like this shit right here, because I don't swag no more. You know, we drown them out over here, you know what I mean, on Slap Sunday. So, Weirdo TC, let's keep it pushing.
I'm just keeping doing this now, but I'm getting pressed
here to
shake a tail feather for me.
As you should, as you should. Highlight the letter, Ma.
Me out, drown me out. daddy do it up on time. She got a clap back and she got a nose ring. She got a polo and she got on fresh days. The fat in a wave, I don't know what it is. Drying them out, drying them out. DMO, let the fresh out the shark. DMO, DMO. Drying them out, drying them out. Peppermint patty, stay fresh like a catty. She got a mean ducky and a daddy, daddy. The niggas ain't swag, I might add a too crabby. Got a DMO if they're not too shaggy. Hop about the bed, throw my swag in the trash. Somebody drive me out cause I'm head in my glass. Make you stop, put the speakers on blast. Trying to turn it up to the glass, go crack. When show crack, kaboom. Trying to make the beat rock, dabba dabba doo. So much wave, like a wave of a doo. Water me down, drum me out like a pool. DMO, the way show crack, kaboom. Trying to make the beat rock, dabba dabba doo. So much wave, like a wave of a doo. Water me down, drum me out like a pool.
Don't take swag no more, swag no more.
Yes, yes, yes. Drown me out, too. Right here, though, I'm going to go back to the Lion's Den. I was saving this one because I like this one. I've been subbing this shit all weekend in my iPod and shit. Lion, Young Kicks, and James. This right here, yeah, this sounds like another platter slapper, y'all, for real. Let's get it.
Let the stars, the stars, the stars, the stars, let the stars.
I just wanna know how it feels to be king. Touch the stars, biblical or London. So many trips, packing gets redundant. A couple cars in my driveway, shop where I drop, I just do shit. My way, chick European, just for the week. Meet me in Brazil, there's a party on the beach. Let me party with a freak. Money on my mind, time takes cake, can't waste mine. I'm losing your breath, cause the money's so long that I'm writing your checks and y'all humming my songs. I just wanna be on, running my city. No, it ain't Diddy, cause the rhyme game witty. Get on Wayne's track, I gotta make a milli. Don't mind me, I'm just rolling on a Philly.
Funny life, yeah.
One day when I'm on a hope that everybody mourns. Never lost, came out on top. Exceeded expectations and I ain't planning to stop. Me and my team got the game all locked. But we passing all the lanes like we pass around a rock. And we doing big things. One day the whole team will have championship rings. Like stars, yeah, we filling up the galaxy. You think you're beating me? That is obviously a fantasy. No one wanna battle me, I'm climbing up the ladder. Beat, got you niggas locked in the room. I got the master key, sitting on my throne. Yeah, I'm going far. I be at the top like I'm chilling with the stars.
Nigga said,
mashed potatoes and everything gravy, though. That's it hot right there, man. Lions Den, shout out to the Lions Den. Y'all got that fire, man. Keep them coming. We're going to keep it going real quick, though, man. I'm going to get my boy D. Littles right here, man. Maybe So. I like this because this is that straight bars, you know what I mean? No hook. He just goes and spits that fire for about 2 minutes, man. Get him, D. Littles. Let's go.
Yeah. D. Littles, a.k.a. D. Ruffin. See the jealousy and envy, they struggling for pennies. I set up shop on the block, hustling for plenty. Your squad run to the cops and testify, while my niggas run from the cops for exercise. Smoke a spliff, you ain't even close to sick. Like retiring fire, whoever wrote your shit, I'm oh so sick. Spitting off the top of the brain or getting top from your dame. I'm on top of my game, if you do not know the name, let me say it again. For Shizzle, it's D. Littles and I'm playing to win. Like a referee with a whistle, my team is official. Got my mob scheming to get you with beans on the pistol, it's D to the Littles. Send a couple shots to your temple. Pop like a pimple, the infrared dot on your dimple. Listen to me, my niggas addicted to beef. For 1-2, left, right, make them pick up his teeth. Pick up a heat, leave your body slumped in the street. I come from the streets where real niggas don't fuck with police. We ain't seeing justice or peace, so fuck the police. Young niggas hustle for sneaks with nothing to eat. But I don't act up on the beat, I flow from the heart. No earlobes froze with stones that glow in the dark. But I'm good with the hooks and the punches is tight. Yeah, I'm sick with the freestyle, plus I can write. Doing it big, cause the kid number one on the mic. Yeah, you might get a feature if the money is right. I'm ignoring they stories like fuck your advice. Follow the road to riches, I'm the hustling type. Hat cocked on the block while I shuffle the dice. Cash gripping while I'm sipping on the sunny delight. Damn, I see these simp niggas cuffing they wife, but let her go, and you know she'll be fucking tonight. I cut off the lights and had your chick sucking my pipe. Sucking my pipe as soon as I cut off the lights, alright? And if it's beef, then I'm dumping on sight. So on sight, lace your boots up and run for your life, alright? I throw the fist cause the youngin' could fight. But when I scrap, I be strapped with a gun and a knife. I got plans to have my neck and hands covered with ice. Banana split on my wrist, dog, yellow and white.
Yeah, yeah, that's MIDI music right there, y'all. D. Littles, shout out to the architect, Las Vegas. Yeah, you got me. Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. You should know by now. I mean, we only got about 25 minutes left, so if you've been here, then, like I said, you should know who I am. Like I said, it's not too late. I mean, it's probably too late for this. No, it's never too late. Go ahead, share the link. Still get people over here, y'all. Tell them this nigga's over here talking shit, acting stupid, you know what I mean? But spitting that real shit and talking that real shit and getting to the bottom of shit, you know what I mean? We all got our own ways to get places, but as long as we're going to the same place and we can respect each other, then we'll make it. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Just help your bro out, man. I just need help. I'm not the type to say that I don't need nobody or I don't fuck you, I don't need that. Nah, I need y'all help. I need y'all to let people know that it's cracking over here on Slap Sundays. Every Sunday, 7 to 9, Bang Out Radio. You know what I mean? Just let them know Bang Out Radio, period. Supreme on Mondays. You know what I mean? Westgood Wednesdays. Ah, damn, this fucking drink, man. Westgood Wednesdays, you know what I mean, with Marley B. Replay Thursday, Topaz Vachey, you know what I mean? Sexy Amanda, Saturdays, and you got Dagger right here on Sundays. What more do you need? And we're going to fill up some more slots, you know? But let's get into some news, y'all. You know, every week I scour the internet and newspaper for some of the dumbest stories that I could find because I try to tell y'all true stories because I want y'all to realize that this is reality. This is not a fantasy. You only get one life. This ain't no game. So y'all need to stop playing. And that's just about all there is to it. Like this lady, right? Where are we at? Two women who watched the burglary in progress, then called police to report the crime, were arrested by police 1 month later. After police determined they actually went in the store, grabbed 15 packs of cigarettes, 42 scratch lottery tickets after the original burglar left the store. All right? Both the ladies, on the date of August, they met police outside the market at about 12:40. She told the police she had been driving. He witnessed the man break out the window, steal a large amount of cigarettes, and run off. But what she didn't say was that she stole some shit, too, after the motherfucker left. They saw the bitch on the video on the phone while she was calling the police, stealing the shit out the store. What kind of fucking shit is this? Bitch, you on the phone with the police
Why are you robbing the store like you're not on camera? And you report another burglary and think that's going to cover up your shit. Come on. Is this the type of stupidity that I got to deal with in the world? This is why I be scared. This is why I'm frustrated. This shit is just dumb. Just got you all on your phone. Just, hi, cheese. Yes, police, they said they played back the tape and they can hear her reporting the crime as she's going through the shit. It's like, come on now, y'all. This is the shit I be talking about, y'all. We don't need to worry about these type of things. This is the world is fucking crazy. Look at this. Multiple stabbings at a high school in Southgate. School on lockdown. We over here in L.A. This is some West Coast shit right here. A male student came to Southeast High School armed with a knife and stabbed a female classmate during a lunchtime argument at approximately 11:05 a.m. A female dean and another male student intervened and were also stabbed by the subject. A police and campus police officer was also injured in the back as well. Students say female victim is a suspect's ex-girlfriend. Look at this. Already stabbing motherfuckers in school. And they wonder why. And motherfuckers want to get mad when people want to put out metal detectors and shit at schools or whine these kids when they walk through the door. I would whine these motherfuckers too. What the hell? Full pad down. We need to treat the schools like the motherfucking airport. I mean, how do you get a knife in the school and then you stab a motherfucker? It wasn't even lunchtime yet. Y'all, it's 11 o'clock. You know lunch in high school wasn't at no 11 o'clock. This motherfucker had to be in class or study hall or something. Oh, wait, no, it did say lunchtime. But come on now, damn, that's an early-ass lunchtime. But anyway, you just had lunch. You over there trying to eat your sandwich or your little lunch or whatever. Yo, we had pizzas and nachos and shit in my school. You know, you spend $2, $2.50, or you go to the candy line and you get some candy or whatever. But that's what we had. But you trying to eat your shit, and then you get stabbed by your ex in school on some high school shit. Are we serious? And make sure, hold on, just a quick side note, all y'all smokers, all y'all, you know, get your bongs ready, get your blunts, your zigzags, your pipes, your hookahs, whatever the fuck y'all smoking with tonight, make sure you get that shit ready. Because after I get through the news, we're going to have a smoke session. Because you know I need to relax my mind after all this bullshit. But just letting y'all, my smokers, know, because I'm going to finish the blunt that I was smoking before the show started. So we're going to get to the smoke session pretty soon. But let's keep this news going a little bit. Look at this. In Lawton, Oklahoma, you got three Fort Sill soldiers. These are soldiers, four of them, actually, and the fourth one charged with a getaway car, driving the getaway car, broke into a home and did a home invasion. Soldiers. So what's that say about the government now? Now our soldiers aren't getting paid enough where they got to just run up in people's homes and just snatch other people's shit. These are supposed to be what our people supposed to be protecting our country. These are the people that are supposed to be fighting other people. You know, they're supposed to be over in Iraq somewhere. They're supposed to be shooting motherfuckers and shit or whatever. But they robbing people here in America. This shit is scary. You can't even trust your own army? I'm supposed to feel safe now because these motherfuckers run. And, of course, they black. They always got to be black. Like, damn, niggas, and you making a nigga look bad. Why I got to be a black motherfucking army dude that you got to go break into some shit? Here's some good news, though, on another shit. This nigga named David LaValle, California man, found alive days after car went off a cliff. You know, just some more, like, I will not die type shit. I'm going to survive. 67-year-old California man not only survived a 200-foot plunge off a cliff, he kept himself alive after the car accident by eating leaves and drinking water from a nearby creek. You hear that shit, y'all? Eating leaves and drinking water from a creek. You know that water is dirty as fuck. You know that motherfucker ain't got no kind of fire to boil the water to make it safe. You know what I mean? It ain't no camping trip. That nigga was down there, stuck, was like, I'm not going to die. I'm going to survive. Eating leaves and shit. How many of y'all motherfuckers going to eat a leaf? Would you really eat a leaf? Would you even think to eat a leaf? Like, let me just try this leaf. I don't think I would think of that shit. I honestly don't. I don't think I could eat a leaf. Maybe. If I'm just starving, I'll just try it to see if it'll work. But, I mean, I wouldn't have thought in my first mind to eat a leaf. I might try to track down a rabbit or something or some kind of animal, some kind of meat. I wouldn't just eat a leaf off a bush. But he did that shit. You know what I mean? He survived 6 days after the accident. So he survived the two. Come on, y'all. And y'all complain about the dumbest shit. These is motherfuckers that's out here that's really out here like I'm a survivor. Like, fuck what Beyonce that was talking about. These motherfuckers are a survivor right here. And I just respect survivors in a sense. And that's just across the board. You know, I just got to respect them. Little sports news, if you didn't know, Kobe Bryant looks like he's going, taking his ass to Italy. What did I say? A verbal agreement has been reached with Kobe Bryant. 95% done. Contract worth about $3 million. Opened in 40 days and in the Italian league. And then he's all happy because he said his father played there when he was 6 through 13. So I don't know. I'm just mad at the whole NBA lockout period because basketball is my sport. I'm a diehard Laker fan. You know, don't say shit about my Lakers. If you want to hate on them, that's fine. It don't matter. I runs with them. I fucks with them. Say something. I'm going to say something back. But it's okay. And I'm just mad because that's my sport. Basketball is my sport. I watch football, but I don't watch it like y'all be all diehard with it and everything like that. I don't get into it like that. I watch the highlights. I like seeing a nigga get juked. I like seeing a nigga get mashed on, you know, a nigga get hit coming across the middle or something. But I don't know. It's just basketball is my sport. So I'm mad all these niggas going overseas collecting aid. But, you know, niggas got to get paid. You got to make your money. Wherever you can make your money at. This may help some of y'all out. Look what I found. Melissa Gorgas, I guess that's one of these housewives in New Jersey. She used to be a stripper or something. And then it's funny because this is just why I be talking about reality shows. It's like y'all act like they don't set this shit up just so motherfuckers can fuck with each other. Y'all act like it's all new or it's just all like, oh, no, they really did that. That's real life. It's not. It's not. The filming of The Real Housewives of New Jersey went crazy this week when Bravo ambushed one of the cast members by arranging for the owner of a strip club where she used to work showed up on camera. Some of y'all is probably watching this episode like, oh, shit, yeah, I don't know nothing about this shit, but I just pulled it because I thought y'all might like it. But it was just interesting because now these ladies should know by, what does it say? These ladies should know by now that if you have a skeleton in the closet and you go on a reality show, sooner or later it's going to come out. Bravo's surprise at the fashion show was for Melissa, her ex-boss at Lookers. What kind of strip club is named Lookers? I wouldn't go to no place called Lookers. But anyway, the strip club she used to work at. No one knew him. No one knew he was coming, although, of course, Bravo had a microphone on him, and Melissa ran away from him and refused to be filmed with him. The producers made Teresa talk to hear him out so his accusations would be aired on camera, but Teresa stopped in mid-story and told him not to talk about her family and left. Now, this is what I'm talking about. What the fuck? Why, when they tell you exactly what to do, you just got to do it. I hate that type of shit. But hold on, we got a call coming in. 5062, you got the dagger. What it do? Hello?
What up? This your boy.
Wait, what's up? Who's this?
It's your boy, Spliff, calling North Carolina.
Hey, what it do, Spliff, man? What's cracking with you?
Man, much.
Same shit, new day?
Yeah, same shit, new day.
Man, that's cool. So what's going on your way, man? Just nothing, just lounging. What's going on your Sunday night?
Man, chill. Waiting for a brand new day.
Yeah, I feel that, Swift, man. It's good to have you, man. Good to chill. Good to have, you know, motherfuckers. North Carolina, Florida checked in last week. It's good to have, you know, no niggas being heard around the world. But I'm going to get into the smoke section, Swift, so hold on a second, man. And then, like I said, if you got that, blaze it up, all right? Now, let me see what I got here. For my first track on the smoke session today, I'm actually taking a chance on this one because I got this Ivy Love track right here. But it says, I like drugs. I ain't never heard this, but I'm going to let it ride, and we're going to get into the smoke session. I just like the title, so I hope I got a good feeling about this one.
I like drugs. Take me down. Take me down.
down. Take me down.
Take me down.
I like drugs.
Cocaine.
Take me down.
Cocaine.
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 Ecstasy.
I
like drugs.
That shit was actually kind of hot. She said, cocaine. Fuck with that white girl, huh? I don't know. I ain't hopped on that Fairly Go shit, y'all. But let's keep this smoke session going, y'all. Infamous Yank stuff. Mary Jane.
Yeah. I'm awesome, this nigga. Studio, my nigga, drop one for that ass, nigga. Ah. My girl, my nigga, Music Mike too. You know we up here doing with G.
Growing up, I had nothing the way I do now. Except a nigga much older, plus a nigga got a child on the block hustling. When niggas smoking black and mouse for me, we work bloody to bring the stress down. And I don't want these bitches shit. Hand me a bag of stress. Two switches, tall can and a brandy fist. Bubble gum policies and some cigarettes. Instead of dodgy niggas be amazed with the 20 hit. Fucking eight. I'd rather go and cop a half ounce. Sip some brandy and smoke until I pass out. Wake up to go do it again. Roll up a couple switches, invite a few friends. Matter of fact, throw a barbecue. What? Call up the Cali crew, tell them bring a dish or two. And a pack of brew. And don't forget that bag of weed for me. And that shit that I need is mine.
Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet. Not to think of stuff, it's a stress for me. Cold on the duck and on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with. Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet. Not to think of stuff, it's a stress for me. Don't focus on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with.
Bitch made, niggas make me smoke too. Calm my nerves down before I have to do some food. Because my life's got enough stress. Crooked ass hoes in the project. Fake soldiers and hood tests. Roll up another one until you feel it in your chest. Reclined in the mind, I think I need a rest. Wait to a cigarette and get myself back in the game. Trying to stay in the light, even though it always seems like it's raining. So fuck the world and every asshole in it. Especially the bitch where my nigga at the clinic. Most niggas lies as fuck. Stuck in rough in the ghetto with no choice to bust. Can't get their head up, the system got us locked down. So I roll up a blunt and try to find a way to get out. Let the rhymes spill out. Get dope, my mind's lifted. But now a nigga got a new vision for my
Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Not the sticky stuff, it's a stress for me. Old fucking ducking on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Not the sticky stuff, it's a stress for me. So focus thugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with
Mary Jane.
M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Not a single stuff, it's a stress for me. Whole focus tugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get out with. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Not a single stuff, it's a stress for me. Whole fucking ducking on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with Mary Jane.
I'll be getting high.
suckers, we count the nigga down or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me
hit the wall.
Getting high on Cali draw, my peoples never have enough, so
I
ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for we will never change. I think I wanna, I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others, that's that. Yeah, I love them all, Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on Ben, my deal is selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you
understand.
I take weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I'll just stay in outer space. Cause I be getting, I be getting, I be getting, I be getting, I be getting. From the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I'll never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change. Now my head is spinning, cause I'm puffing on it. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole four.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheel, let's rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why do the song?
It's Jesse fault, he did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the Dagger said. And you ain't gotta dance and spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting, 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 I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting.
We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money. They ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping. Cause Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I be smoking then. I fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating, just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared. Them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't want to buy their own. You can have that little sack, you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work. They tried to make the Dagger slip, and I don't sell for any weed. I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my dump of weed smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them, there's no. Smoked some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here, this shit right here.
It's gonna fuck me up. I'll be getting, 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 I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Yeah, I don't know either, y'all. But it's about that time for me to get up out of here. Thanks again for hanging out with me here on Slap Sundays if you've been here. Like I said, that's all this show is, y'all. We come, we smoke, we drink, we talk shit, we listen to good music, and we kick it right here on Bang Out Radio. So I thank y'all for being here. Shout-outs to everybody in the 661, Marley B, K-Wise, Topaz Lachey. I know y'all about to turn it up supreme. I wish I could be there, y'all, but, y'all, got to be at work first thing in the morning, you know what I mean? Wait till, like I said, wait till brother get a couple of checks, wait till I get things popping. Indie artists. I hear y'all. Love the music. Keep sending me your slappers. I need that. Make sure y'all let me know if I can play y'all shit, if I can send y'all shit out, if I can let other people hear y'all shit, let me know because I'll do that. But make sure you talk to other indie artists. Make sure you talk to your friends. Make sure you talk to everybody on your friends' list. Do all that shit you got to do. Let them know that Bang Out Radio is where it's at. Let them know that the Dagger is where it's at. Let them know that Slap Sunday is where it's at. Because without y'all, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Slap Sundays. So help me help y'all. Shout out to the Lions Den, played their music tonight. A lot of bangers, got some more shit next week. Got my very first interview popping off next week, y'all. So make sure y'all in the house, all right? I'm not even going to tell y'all who it is. Just make sure y'all check in and looking for it because it's going to be it's going to be popping. It's the Dagger's first live interview with one of these indie artists, and I'm going to get it popping, and I'm going to do what I got to do. We grinding, we building, we growing. and that's what I'm here to do, and I need y'all to do that. Shout outs to everybody that called in. Shout outs to everybody listening, everybody who went bowling tonight or whatever y'all was doing, everybody who's having a good time. All right, make sure y'all safe out there, and let it go. If it ain't worth it, let it go. Y'all got to do like I'm going to do when I ride out on this track right here. This is one of my tracks, and like I said, every track I played today that was of mine was dedicated to somebody that was talking shit, that tried to bring the dagger down, that tried to make things worse, and I survived, and I kept pushing, and I'm still here to chill with y'all. So I'll check y'all out next week, same place, same time, Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Pacific Coast time, West Side time, L.A., West Coast, all day, Bang Out Radio, and I'm out, y'all. Deuces.
All right, the dagger. Gotta put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, all right? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, all right?
All right.
So, this is the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you'd rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you
have
walking
fun.
Now I'm thinking in my head, I should. That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up. Can't even sleep, laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep.
What?
I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry I can
give
you
that.
I wanted you to tie me down, instead you chose to set me free. Said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist that fucking heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Really departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you, thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk, told me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give,
plus the
shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money, it ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a hoe, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believe in every lie she told you, made you chuck some deuces
later.
No.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Better.
Some real shit.
No more trying to make
I ain't got a lot of no but fun about it. A bunch of bullshit. So fuck it. Don't deal with it anyway. I gotta keep pushing, right? Don't nobody else give a fuck, so I got to.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you.
Damn.
But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, still a fire.
Shit.
Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul,
and now
you wanna let me go.
Damn.
So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice,
third time, that's forever.
I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit.
But still,
you talking, throwing, breaking shit, you
stupid.
Whoa. Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out your name.
Nah.
Nothing like them other bitches. Why you wanna act the same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked
Listen.
Me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah,
I
say that's over Jerry
Either.
Springer.
Fuck you, dagger.
Fuck you too,
whatever.
Deuces. Two middle fingers.
And there you have it.
I'm
gonna
move on, but fuck it, I got no choice left. It's not in my hands, man. I did everything.
It still hurts like a motherfucker. But fuck it. Deuces.